We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Now, following the return of this series, I'm pleased to say that I've been sent some very positive notices, which I'd like to read to you. A fantastic triumph. An unstoppable conquest. And that's just two of the items for sale in lawnmower and motorcycle mantles. You join us once more in London's Hackney Empire, formerly a variety house where the likes of Charlie Chaplin, Mary Lloyd and W.C. Fields once performed, before the decline of music hall. However, after many years out of commission, the theatre has been successfully revived as an entertainment mecca for the area. So, while the bingo cards are handed out, let's introduce the teams. They are, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And the warmest of welcomes, please, for the delightful lady who puts the team's points up, Samantha. Our first round is called Name That Tube. With the insidious creep of commercialism, even much-loved institutions are accepting advertiser sponsorship simply to raise extra cash. We can take just pride that the BBC would never compromise the integrity of programmes like I'm Sorry I Haven't a Nissan. Now, teams, with the imminent privatisation of the railways and the recent proposal for sponsorship of London tube stations, I'd like you please to suggest some revised names likely to appear on our railway and underground maps. And we'll start with you, please, Tony.
I thought the dye company, Dylon, could sponsor Turnham Green.
Barry.
Skoda Tooting.
Willie.
Crown toupees and hairpieces, High Barnet.
Graham?
The 1922 committee's Hanger Lane. Or the convocation of bishops, Hatton Cross.
Okay, we'll have a free-for-all now. Any more?
We have the Dachshund Fanciers Club, Hounslow Central.
John West Tind Acton.
What about Vauxhall?
Right, well, it's now time for the old musical favourite pickup song. As is customary in this round, Samantha's run her finger down my substantial playlist and selected some discs for you to sing along to, teams. At a certain point, the music will drop out, and if on its return you're within a cheesy quaver of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? Where are we? Happening? This week's prize will provide the lucky winner with a never-ending supply of eggs for that environmentally friendly breakfast. It's this rechargeable battery hen. Right, Willie, you're going to start now, and I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley singing Wooden Heart.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do.
How can you be sure he's dead?
Never would. How do you do now? And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, but I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Because I'm not made of wood. I don't have a wooden leg.
Musik gehen, zum steht allein aus. Steht allein aus. Und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Musik gehen, zum steht allein aus.
Your turn, Barry. Would you please accompany Dolly Parton singing 9 to 5?
Now there's a kitchen, four silver cupboards, ambition, yawning, stretching, try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Which is behind.
She was nowhere near it, Barry. Graham, would you please accompany Andy Williams singing Can't Get Used to Losing You?
So high.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Called up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, couldn't think of anything to say. Since you've gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do.
Drifted apart, I think.
Finally, Tony, would you please accompany yourself as Morris Minor and your group, the Majors, in this, your smash hit from 1988, Stutter Rap.
I was born in a town in the great UK. From a baby to a boy to a man today. And I'm a musical man, and I'm a man of verse. But I got a little problem and it's getting worse. My life was so well planned, surviving and a jiving in a funk band. Cause rapping, it's my bread and butter. But it's hard to rap when you're born with a stutter. Well, no one's ever seen what I mean. From the age of 13, we've all been caught in a mouth trap. So join with me and do the stutter rap. Well, it was 82 when I joined the boys, and I was hip and I was cool, but now I lost my poise. The kids, our fans, are starting to doubt when you open your mouth and nothing comes out.
That was nice. Our next round is entitled Innovations. All of us these days will have received those little catalogues listing various products and inventions that we never knew we needed. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some exciting new gadgets that you consider might be of interest to the people at the Innovations catalogue. And I'll choose who goes first by using my total satisfaction guaranteed battery-powered random team member name generator. So we'll start with... you, Tim Brooke Taylor.
I'll take it, that's me. I've got one which is called a knee buckler. And what this does is for very shy people, they strap this on. And what happens is they go to a party, and then this makes their knees buckle, and they fall to the ground, and then everyone comes to help them and pick them up again, and then they meet lots of new people.
Barry.
Jolly Jock, the talking truss. Strap it on and amaze your friends.
Willie.
There are these tablets that you drop into a kettle and they turn lime scale into quite a flavoursome soup. Full of nutritional value. This is being compared quite favourably with pot noodle.
Graham.
One that's caught my eye, a zip alarm. Says men say goodbye to open fly embarrassments. And apparently, NASA scientists have come up with a zip alarm, which, if you enter a room and the zip is not properly fastened, or if it comes undone, a large flashing red light bulb pops out as a loud hooter goes off in your back pocket. And you can discreetly seal the offending aperture. Before anyone notices.
Any more from anywhere else?
You could have a fart holder. This is a bag that you fit behind you, and it collects the fart and allows you to distribute it somewhere where you really want it to be used.
As a source, possibly, of energy.
Exactly, yes.
I spotted one in the sort of hobbies corner. Grow cress in your navel. And the starter kit contains a pinch of compost, a sachet of seeds, a mini dibber, and a micro watering can. And it says, ladies, if your Galliano evening dress shows your midriff, here's a unique conversation piece. And gentlemen, you'll never be without the filling for a small but nourishing sandwich. Coming next spring, the cactus collection.
Any more? Okay, well, the next round's entitled Good Morning Radio. We had planned to play a variation of it called Good Afternoon Radio, but that title apparently fell foul of current BBC policy. Our game is similar to the popular TV show Good Morning with Anne and Nick, but less political, obviously. The object of the game is for the teams to interview well-known persons without ever asking an interesting question and taking care to elicit only the blandest, most trivial of information from the interviewees. The winners will go on to meet Dr. Anthony Clare in the final. Right, teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to be the interviewers and guests on a breakfast TV chat show. Points will be awarded to the guests for anything of interest they manage to say. So, without further ado, let's find out who the guests are today on Good Morning with Tony and Willie.
Well, we're very lucky. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Good morning, Willie. Yes,
good
I'm
morning.
Tony. Hi.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, audience.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're very lucky to have with us today.
We are, aren't we?
A bit of a scoop, really.
Bit of a scoop for us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have none less than Liz Hurley and Hugh Grant together.
Liz Hurley and Hugh Grant on
the same sofa. And I think, I mean, let's not beat about the bush here, but I think what everyone wants to know, I mean, the one question, obviously, who between you does the gardening?
Well, I'll leave that to Hugh.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, Liz leaves. She, Liz of me.
I'd just like to say, Liz, that that really is a divine brown dress that you've got on there. It really is marvellous. Who picks your clothes? That's very important.
Well, I've got this little man who runs up me as well, actually. It's quite a busy morning. I must apologise for Hugh hogging the conversation.
Yeah, Hugh, I was going to ask you. You've just finished a big film. You've just done 9 months. It's coming out soon. Who puts the shelves up in your house?
Obviously. When the little man's finished running up Liz's dress, he knocks up the shelves. Wouldn't you?
I've got to say that was pretty good. Especially you, Graham, doing Hugh Grant. The way you kept brushing your forelock back. Okay. Let's see who'll be taking to the couch on This Morning with Graham and Barry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, we're very excited this morning because on the couch we have two new cushions. And sitting on those cushions are two football players, Paul Gascoigne and Eric Cantona. Good morning to you both.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning to you both.
Morning. Morning.
Now,
I am a sardine.
Well, yes, I mean, coming on to football, how do you get the name Gazza? Where's that from?
I've never really thought about it, really. No, it beats me. Just something that sticks with me, that's all, you know.
I am an elephant. That has been harpooned in the penalty area.
Eric, I think that's a very silly, irrelevant remark.
Oh, no, he's got me knee.
Oh.
That's me out for another 10 weeks.
I am a walrus.
Good morning.
I am the Eggman.
Good morning.
Right, now that I'm back, let's go on to a round called Sound Charades. In this game, the team should take it in turns to convey the title of a well-known film, book, play, etc., for the other teams to guess. However, unlike the standard game of charades, in our version, team members have permitted the use of their mouths. Tony and Willie, you're going to start. Your title will now be relayed to our theatre audience via the thermal imaging magic of our giant laser-generated hologram projection screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Apollo 13. Apollo 13.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. So off you go, Tony and Willie, with your charade.
It's a film.
Yeah.
With sort of two words.
Yes, two words.
Sort of two words.
Yes. Right, shall we start?
Certainly, you start.
Uno polo. Due polo.
Hey, Paolo. Hey, Giuseppe, how many times I tell you you're not to count your chickens?
Oh, hey, about 13 times.
Graham and Barry, start.
Reservoir Dogs, but I can't quite work out how they got there.
How many times did you say?
30.
All right. So it's 30 chickens.
30 chicks, 30 chickens.
Coming home to roost. Coming home to roost.
And why the Welsh accents?
Chickens. A couple of stars like you ought to be able to get this, you know. Really.
Does the word polo actually occur in the
world?
Yeah. Hey, well done, audience.
Apollo 13.
Your turn now, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being displayed on the thermal imager, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Newsnight. Newsnight.
Okay, Barry and Graham.
A TV program.
TV program.
TV program.
One word.
One word.
What's happening?
What?
What you got on your arm there?
Well, this?
Yeah.
It's a snipe.
You don't see many of those. Well, they're usually old, those, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, antique, is it, what?
No, not antique, not second-hand. Just got it this morning.
You'd never.
I did. I went down the snipe shop, and yeah. I said...
Yeah.
I said, give me a fresh one.
Yeah. And there it was.
By chance, they had one in.
Hold it up to the light, then.
There you go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. You ought to get yourself one of these.
Oh, I certainly will.
You're never alone with a snipe.
Well, tragically, I was completely in the dark all the way through that, but I think it just came to me at the end. It's rather boring just answering it, but it's news night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You're in league.
Thank you, Tony. 15 points bonus for that. Winding it all up. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But before we start, I notice our electronic mailbag is full to overflowing with an email message from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She tells us she's now on the net with her first PC. Dear Libby, she writes. Show wonderful, for Teams the... Two, thanks. Faithfully yours, Trellis, Mrs. QWERTY, hatstand, shift, dot, children, at dot, UK. Oh, and there's a PS. Which way does the keyboard go? Anyway, back to the game. Since Tony Hawks has only previously played at an amateur level, we shall play the first contest in the new Mornington Crescent season according to Morton's convention. So remember, teams, horizontal play is only permissible when a pursuant has been huffed. And also, the mainline stations are wild. Let's start with you, Barry.
Holland Park.
Barry.
Oh, it's me, isn't it? May I say that although Tony has only ever played once in his life, he can be no worse than Tim. Who is, in all honesty, the worst person I've ever played with in all my life. I've been playing with him 25 years. All right. Ladbroke Grove.
No.
This could be a moment, Tony, I think.
Yeah. I wouldn't be huffed. I wouldn't be huffed now.
No. Go on.
All right. Mayor Street.
Good. That would do.
I can huff him now. Yeah, can't
yes, you could. You could. You've never huffed previously?
I've never huffed. No, then. No.
But that not, opens not. The horizontal.
Yeah. I mean,
really
I could.
Opens up the horizontal
can I not?
For you.
Yeah.
Give him the old huff job.
All right. Seems a bit mean to come straight in.
No. Be though. Mean. That's all what right. This game's all about.
Could be.
Parsons Green.
Oh, young blood, you see, it makes all the difference.
How do you spell that?
Parsons Green.
Right.
Don't say it again, he's allergic to it. Dalston Kingsland.
Amateurs.
Portland Place.
Gloucester Place.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you think I should...
I
can't huff him twice in a row.
No, you don't have to.
No?
No, just...
No conferring.
Is Morton's convention still in now?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Clapham South.
Uh-huh.
Good huff.
Clapham North.
Mornington Crescent.
We've now come to the point in the show where I ask the teams to come up with some of those five-line nonsense poems, first popularized by Edward Lear, which took their name from that most quintessentially Irish of places. So, teams, let's play a round of Kilburn High Roads. Or, as they're sometimes known, limericks. I shall offer you each an interesting opening, and I'd like you to complete the limerick, taking one line each. And Willie, we're going to start with you. At lunch with Attila the Hun...
At lunch with Attila the Hun, I ordered a roast corn-fed nun.
He said, we do have some monks served on pineapple chunks.
I said, all right, and he gave me one. It's so.
Graham, here's a line for you. At the seaside, I saw Mussolini.
At the seaside, I saw Mussolini struggle into a tight brown bikini.
I said, hold hard, Benito.
This must spell Benito.
Now I've seen where you keep your zucchini.
Tony, my anorak was Idi Amin's.
My anorak was Idi Amin's. My corset was H.M. the Queen's.
My large wonder bra
once belonged to the Shah.
And these are Roy Hattersley's jeans.
Finally, you have a line here, Barry. A weakness of Vlad the Impaler.
A weakness of Vlad the Impaler was to shout out at men, hello, sailor.
In far Transylvania,
he'd indulge in his mania
and dress up as Elizabeth Taylor.
We've nearly reached the end of the show, but there's still just time, I notice, to squeeze in a round of Car Mechanics Songbook. So while Samantha and I pop out to check my dipstick, I'd like you teams to provide a selection of song titles likely to prove popular with an audience from the motor repair trade. And Barry, will you start, please?
I'm going to sit right down and drain my carburetor.
I want to hold your crankshaft. That's not in the game, it's just me chatting to Willie.
You know, when they begin, the big end.
Nissan Dorma.
The Hokey Chokey.
Dare you? Dare you? Daylight come and one go. Come, Mr. Garage Man, service me Granada. Daylight come and one go.
You're the larder, you're the larder that I love, you're the larder.
When the Reliant Robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Well,
how do you light your eggs in the morning?
Carburetta Burana.
It's,
hit the road, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can't dispute that. My bonnet lies over the ocean.
It's time for me to say that as the Labrador puppy of time scampers off with the toilet roll of destiny, it's time to bid the whining little child of show business adieu once more. Next week we'll be coming to you from the Royal Hall in Harrogate. In the meantime, from the team, Samantha and myself, and all the good people of Hackney, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tony Hawkes were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.